This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Africa must not be viewed merely as a source of raw materials, but as a continent that must lead in value creation and sustainable growth. Addressing the Namibian Parliament, Mr. Modi reiterated India's strong support for the African Union's Agenda 2063, particularly its industrialization goals. He said India is deeply concerned about the Global South and believes in growing together with the world, not just individually. Mr. Modi added that the true value of the India-Africa partnership lies in shared growth and shared purpose. The PM reaffirmed that India will continue to invest in building local skills, creating local jobs, and encouraging local innovation in Africa.
Our goal is to build together, not to take, but to grow together. Our development partnership in Africa is worth over $12 billion. But its real value is in shared growth and shared purpose. We continue to build local skills, create local jobs, and support local innovation. We believe that Africa must not be just a source of raw materials. Africa must lead in value creation and sustainable growth.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed two MOU in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the setting up of the Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Three major announcements were also made during the visit on launching the digital payment system in Namibia later this year and entry of Namibia to the global initiatives led by India, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI, and Global Biofuel Alliance. Addressing the media on the sidelines of the visit, Secretary Eastern Region in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dammu Ravi, said a gamut of issues were discussed during delegation-level talks between PM Modi and Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah in Windhoek yesterday. These include deepening cooperation in critical minerals, hydrocarbons, defense cooperation, partnership in health, digital public infrastructure, environment and capacity building. Mr. Ravi said Namibia is the first country in the world where NPCI has done a technology agreement with a central bank for the implementation of UPI-like payment system in the country. Both the leaders also touched upon the multilateral issues like condemnation of terrorism and reforming of the multilateral institutions. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into a bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district earlier yesterday, in which 9 people were killed and several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. Mr. Patel has sought a preliminary report from the officials regarding the collapse of the bridge. PM Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. He has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of the kin of those killed from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbh for the next 3 days. Heavy to moderate rainfall is also expected over northern and eastern parts of the country till 15th of this month. The IMD said that Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are likely to witness heavy rainfall today. Meanwhile, monsoon showers lashed Delhi yesterday evening, providing relief from the humidity. Waterlogging and traffic disruptions were reported in several localities as a result of the heavy downpour. Due to sudden weather change, several airlines have issued advisory asking passengers to keep a check on their flight status before arriving at the airport. According to IMD forecast, light to moderate rain with thunderstorms and lightning is expected in Delhi over the next 2 days. In cricket, Indian women's team defeated hosts England by 6 wickets in the 4th T20 International at Emirates Old Trafford to seal the 5-match series 3-1 last night. Batting first, England managed 126 for 7 in their 20 overs. In reply, India chased down the target in just 17 overs for the loss of 4 wickets, with openers Smriti Mandhana contributing 32 runs and Shefali Verma 31. And that is the end of this news bulletin.